The Radio Friends with Paul Pepper podcast is supported on KBIA by Moberly Regional Medical Center. From the flu to more serious health issues, the ER team at Moberly Regional has the knowledge and care to handle all types of injuries and illnesses. When you have an emergency, don't delay. Trust the ER team at Moberly Regional Medical Center at 1515 Union Avenue and at MoberlyHospital.com.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Friends on Tuesday, the first day of October. Good to have you here. And what better way to start a brand new month than with Dr. David Newman, Rose Heart Hypnotherapy Success Center. Good to have you here,
Thank
Dr.
you, Paul.
Newman.
It's great to be back.
And today, we're going to talk about schizophrenia.
Well, we're going to talk about a number of things, but schizophrenia is part of it.
Okay, explain, first of all, what is schizophrenia?
Schizophrenia is a psychotic basic diagnosis, okay? And the only people that are competent to treat that are psychiatrists. As a hypnotherapist, I'm working with psychiatrists. And one of the interests that I have is dealing with people with schizophrenia. Specifically, these are people that oftentimes will hear voices in their head, sometimes telling them to do things that aren't really good for them, sometimes not. And what we're finding out is oftentimes those voices in your head are really coming from the right side of your brain, or what we refer to as the subconscious. It's coming in there and it's speaking in metaphors. Now, the problem is that if you hear something in your head, we have a tendency to take it quite literally. Well, that's coming from the left side of our brain, logical, rational, reasonable. That's the left side. So we take it literally. So I'm hearing a voice and the voice tells me to start pulling my hair. And so I start pulling my hair. But that may not be really what the voice is telling you, because the voice is coming from the side of the brain that speaks in pictures and metaphors. And so what my emphasis is identifying what those metaphors are, bringing that to the psychiatrist, having them work with the person. And what we're finding is we're able to actually reduce the medication that people with this disease have, and sometimes take them completely off. And it's a worldwide effort. I mean, it's not just here in Missouri. We're actually working worldwide with this, and we're getting great results.
How many people actually suffer from schizophrenia?
I don't have that number, but it is in the millions. Oftentimes, they are just confined to a mental institution. They're put away. For a long time, schizophrenia was almost like a catch-all. You know, you're doing some weird things. We don't know what's really wrong. You're schizophrenic, and we'll put you over here, and we'll put you on meds, and just basically try to contain and control you to be sure that you're not going to hurt yourself or anybody else. Now it's spreading out, and we're starting to see other things. And as the psychiatrist and neuroscience works with it, they're beginning to sit down there and go, well, you know what? This really isn't schizophrenia. This is more this over here, and they're starting to break it out. So we're getting a much more clear picture of what this really is.
So if you're schizophrenic, the right side of your brain is telling you something in metaphor.
In metaphor.
And the left side of the brain is interpreting it
literally.
Right. So what do you do there? How do you come to common ground?
It's really interesting, because when we start working with the person into hypnosis and hypnotherapy, and we start talking to the subconscious side of the mind, okay, it answers us. It answers us through your speech, and it kind of draws a picture. The hypnotherapist is trained in metaphors, and we begin to put together a picture of what's really happening. Then we go back to the psychiatrist and go, this is what we're seeing. And they go, okay, now this makes sense. Let's go this route, and we're going to see what happens. And suddenly, it's almost magical. Things start falling into place for the patient, and the voices start going away. It's amazing.
Where do you feel these messages are coming from, though, into the mind?
Well, that's a $64,000 question. I can only speak for myself personally. It's coming from the subconscious. I personally feel the subconscious is the spirit world. That's the part in our brain that actually has a connection to the universe, and we can track things going into our brain and coming back out of our brain. It's going someplace and it's coming from someplace. I don't know where. I can't track it into the universe.
Yeah.
But I personally believe, I'm a spiritual person, I personally believe that this is God speaking to us, our angels speaking to us, our guides, the universe, whatever you want to call it.
I agree.
It's a higher source.
I believe that too. I believe many times I have received thoughts, and I say it was probably my guardian angel telling me something.
Right.
if I listen to myself, my subconscious, if I really listen to it and do what it is suggesting that I do, mm-hmm. it's always right.
Yeah, it's the amazing thing.
You have to listen to what that feeling is.
And that's the hard thing, because we're taught from childhood to disregard it. And I'm a firm believer that when we were created, that ability was given to us. And if we listen to it, good things will happen. And if we ignore it, we've got that choice. We can ignore it. And if we do, well, we're going to have to rough it out a little bit. But it works that way with everything. And it's just... It's hard to explain the magic that you see when all of a sudden these things line up.
You know, if we could just learn to tune out from everything around us for a little while, tune out from all the electrical instruments, all the electrical stuff that we have, turn off the cell phone, and tune into what really is important around us. Sitting quiet and just
listening.
We get some good vibes.
Well, we do. And one of the amazing things is I listened to a neuroscientist who had a stroke. Now, here's the cool thing. A neuroscientist having a stroke, so she's observing her own stroke. Okay, now that's kind of weird, but it's cool. But what she said is she realized suddenly in that instant that she had the blowout in her brain. She suddenly had no memory of anything. She was a 30-year-old woman, basically an infant. And she no longer had baggage. And when the right side of her brain was functioning, okay, suddenly she would look at her hand, and her hand, she could see the energy flow around her hand, and the hand became part of the table, which became part of this, and she saw pixels and things like that. When the left side of her brain would come back online, because she had the aneurysm or the stroke on her left side, then she could see numbers again. She had speech. She had these other things. And she said it was amazing how it was going back and forth, back and forth. Where the right side of the brain, I'm connected to everyone. Everyone is connected to me. I understand how the universe is working. Left side comes back in. All of a sudden, that's severed. And now I'm an individual. I've got this. I've got to worry about this and all this other thing. Mm. It's an amazing thing.
It is. It is. If people want more information on this, David, how do they contact you?
Give us a call over at the clinic. It's 888-604-9997. Or go to our website, and that's www.mohip.com.
Okay. And you're writing a new book, aren't you?
I am. God's Therapist.
It's called God's Therapist.
It's called God's Therapist. And what we're talking about is actual cases from the hypnotherapist journal, what's going on. And my goal with this is to show people the magic that happens in our chairs when we're working with a person and suddenly they're rebalanced. They're doing all the work themselves.
Okay.
It's magic.
Thank you so much for coming by.
Thank you.
Tomorrow, Children's Vision Screening Program is our topic. Our program directed by Travis McMillan, Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers from KBIA. Our floor director is Sifan Al-Yong. And our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. Something you'd like to hear or see, drop me an email. I'd love to hear from you, pepperp@missouri.edu. We'll see you tomorrow.